Chris, how did you find that tonight?
I'm kind of disappointed, really. I don't think we created a lot of chances. They did as well, like the and odd, but I don't think they deserved a goal, to be honest. And for Jay to give a pen away, it was just unlucky, really. But I really fully enjoyed it. Fans were outstanding, and still we're at the end of the game. All felt like we won at the end, so it's good. We've got a good chance to go back to Bramall Lane and give them a go.
Nothing to fear, is there, from what they've shown you tonight, Tottenham?
Definitely not. I think the gaffers went on about it. I think second half we looked a bit like we went a bit too long, I think, at times. But at the end of the day, nothing to fear at all. I think you see in Southampton, you come in at half time, there's nothing to fear. We were buzzing, all the lads are up for the game, and they got the goal at the end of the day.
You had a couple of chances that perhaps worried them in the first half. The Jamal cross comes shot and the Skugel effort that just went wide. It shows that you can get at them, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, certainly. I think that was the main objective today, just come here. It's a big opportunity. It's a semi-final of the Capital One Cup, so we came here, we created opportunities, and Murph at the end, I thought it was going to fly in the top corner, but unluckily it didn't. But yeah, we created opportunities, and Jammer did as well. He was brilliant tonight. He's shown real good play at the moment, so it's good.
Does Jay feel like he's let everybody down in there?
No, not at all. Everyone's saying there's nothing he could do. I don't think. I've watched it. I thought he was offside at first, but it's got over. Jay's dealt with it really well and it's kind of spanned back and hit him in the arm. And these things happen, and I think the linesman who give it. And that's these things happen in football. And I thought Mark Howard was unlucky not to save it.
What about you? I thought you were outstanding, to be fair. I know that's probably going to make you feel a bit uncomfortable, but I thought you were excellent today, handling the likes of Adebayor and Soldado later on. You enjoying things back there?
Yeah, fully enjoying it, to be honest. Today was one of them games where I've not played in three. I think it's been 23 days since I've last played, so it was good to get out there again. Coming to White Hart Lane is a great experience, and I really fully enjoyed it. It was just me personally, on my personal note, I think the last few months I've showed what I can do, and I'm really enjoying it at the back. And me and Jay got a good partnership, but Tel Kennedy came in there and he's done perfect, he's done excellent, he deserves a lot of credit as well.
Next week's going to be special though, isn't it? This is what everybody wanted. Everybody wanted Sheffield United to still be in the tie come next week, and you are.
Yeah, you hear a lot from their fans when we're walking in saying it's going to be an over and done with by today, but it's not, it's a long way from it. All the lads very confident in there that we can go back home, and hopefully if we get the first goal, it's going to be brilliant.
It's going to be rocking, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It was rocking tonight. Their fans got very quiet. Our fans were rocking, so it's a great thing. And can only say well done to the fans as well, travelling down from there. And it'll be a great atmosphere next Wednesday. But we've got Saturday to look forward to as well in the Cup.